This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Cray and Intel. The new Cray XC30 supercomputer, powered by Intel Xeon processors, delivers scalable performance for the most demanding computing challenges. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry.
Big data and exascale go a mile high.
Looking ahead to SC13.
Hello and welcome to HPC Wire Soundbite for November 15th, 2013, available Fridays on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Addison Snell with Intersect 360 Research, joined again by Nicole Hemsoth, editor of HPC Wire. How's it going, Nicole?
Hi, Addison.
And joining us for this special SC13 preview edition of Soundbite, it's Michael Feldman of Intersect 360 Research. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Addison.
So we're ready for a busy weekend. We're off to Denver, guys. You all ready for supercomputing?
I am always ready and never prepared for it. How about that?
Seems like it's that way every year. This show gets started earlier and earlier. I think we're all traveling over the weekend to be there. I think we're going to be back in Denver for the first time, if memory serves, since 2001. It was beautiful the last time we were in Denver. I like Denver. It's a fun city.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to going back. I'm glad they picked this one this year.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Now, of course, everything all gets going prior to the show. Nicole, I know you're always busy from all the news that comes out during the show. We always try to advise our clients, get your news releases out early. Do them the week before, 2 weeks before, you know, beat the news cycle. And coming into supercomputing, I actually have not had that much already get announced, have we, Nicole?
No, not at all. And I definitely have to echo for the vendors that are listening here your assessment that it's kind of a good idea to get things out before the show and not flood the first 1 or 2 days because things tend to get lost in the shuffle. I'm expecting a lot of news next week, though I will say that much, so definitely stay tuned to HPC Wire. We're going to have a busy week.
Yeah, we do know that there's a lot coming. There's a lot that we've been previewed on. There's a lot to be excited about. It's always a big show. One news release that did come out prior this week was from NEC. They did have a new product announcement. It might be one of the few substantial new system announcements that we see. Right, Michael?
Right. That was one of the few system announcements I think we're going to see this time around, and it was sort of a big deal for them. It's their traditional SX vector supercomputer system. The last one they had was SX9 a few years ago now. They don't come out every year, of course. It's not refreshing since they're using custom parts.
But they kind of ran out of single digits to put after SX. Were they going to go to SX10, or they rolled up with hex and they kind of went the A direction?
Yeah, for some reason they call it SXACE. They decided not to do SX10. Not sure why exactly, but this one is somewhat of a departure performance-wise. They're telling everybody it's 10 times as fast as just the previous version and just uses a fraction of the energy. So probably a different architecture in some sense, and certainly a different chip. So it's a big step forward. Not a really well-known chip in the U.S. or well-known system in the U.S. They mainly sell into the Japanese and European markets.
Well, yeah, NEC is big though in those markets, and they're advertising with the SXACE that this is going to be the world's fastest core performance and the highest memory bandwidth per core. I haven't had a deep dive on this yet. I'm hoping to get one during the show.
Yeah, it does look like an interesting system, and you sort of forget about some of these more custom made supercomputers since everybody seems to be going with industry standard parts, but it looks like an interesting machine.
NVIDIA also had a little bit of news leaking out in the week running up here. CUDA 6 was released, as well as an announcement today that they have some investment on the Fast Forward project.
Right. I think on the CUDA side is CUDA 6, so they come out with this basically once a year. This is just the latest version. I think the most interesting piece there for developers is the unified memory model support. They're going to make it so that programmers can treat the disparate memories on the GPU and on the CPU main board as the same memory space, at least virtually. And then under the covers, the CUDA runtime presumably takes care of the portioning out.
That unified memory space, I think, is the biggest deal of this announcement. That's sort of, you know, people use the term holy grail. I don't know that's a single thing that's going to be a panacea for all of GPU computing, but I think it is a big deal to be able to treat that main memory and GPU memory as one single space. I think there's some implementation details about how that actually works that'll be interesting to go further on, but I think that is a bigger part of the news. Meanwhile, NVIDIA also getting an announcement out there that the Department of Energy awarded NVIDIA $8.5 million for exascale research under the Fast Forward program. So I think we're going to keep seeing more news from NVIDIA over the next week, but they're kind of spreading theirs out and getting ahead. Now, Nicole, we were talking about some of the news getting ready. Let's look forward to what's going to be there, some of the themes that you see at supercomputing. How's this lining up?
Sure. So I took a deep dive through the many, many sessions that are available this year. A lot of them look kind of similar to what we've seen in years past. One notable change, though, just theme, like you said, it looks like there are a lot more Hadoop and big data sessions. And in fact, if you kind of go through and you count among some of the more interesting sessions, you see the word Hadoop just as often as you see the word exascale in the session list. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, Hadoop and exascale, or big data and exascale, really do seem to be the two primary things. Exascale, you could have predicted years ago that that would be on the docket for around this time, but big data has really come on strong. It's really the third straight year we've seen a lot of big data content. Last year it was a pretty strong theme, but it's built up every year.
Right, so I want to emphasize, too, that, you know, not everything that's Hadoop is big data, and not everything that's big data is obviously Hadoop, the way that a lot of these sessions are set up. But I've not seen this many sessions devoted to specific issues with MapReduce, for instance, or designing systems to run Hadoop workloads. That's really interesting, and there are quite a few of them on the session.
And similarly, we would say that not all big data is HPC and not all HPC is big data, but there's certainly a great deal of overlap. And we've been saying for 2 years as we've been doing our research on big data and HPC that there is a lot of overlap and applicability of HPC technologies to big data types of workloads or analytics types of workloads. And there's a lot of applicability for the technologies being developed, new technologies around big data, to move their way into HPC or into supercomputing. So that's certainly another thing to watch for. Why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the other things we're specifically looking forward to at this year's supercomputing.
Need scalability across the performance spectrum? The Cray XC30 supercomputer family delivers on Cray's commitment to an adaptive supercomputing architecture that provides both extreme scalability and sustained performance. Leveraging a robust processor roadmap, high-performance interconnect, and flexible network topology, users can configure the exact machine to meet their specific requirements today and also remain confident that they can upgrade and enhance their system to address the most challenging multi-petaflop application demands of the future. To learn more about Intel Xeon processor-enabled Cray supercomputers, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
So we've been talking about some of the themes that are lined up for supercomputing. One of the things that we always look forward to at every supercomputing show, of course, is the top 500 list. Now, this hasn't been released publicly yet, but Michael, what do you think we're going to see there?
Well, I'm guessing we're not going to see a whole lot of changes, at least at the top. I mean, of course, the systems move because the systems get more performant in general, so the bottom of the list moves up and everybody moves up. But at the top, we don't really know of any big systems being deployed around this time, so the shakeups could be probably pretty small. I mean, we saw a lot of new systems come up in June and then the November before that, and now there's sort of a lag. I think it's just more or less a coincidence. These big systems are on multi-year procurements, and right now we're sort of in between these big system installations.
Yeah, you had pointed out a year ago how many petaflop systems we had that were coming out that were relatively new. But Nicole, going back to last ISC, you at HPC Wire had really broken the news story in advance about Tianhe-2, and there was a lot of enthusiasm about that going into the show. Not quite as much of that anticipatory nature for this year's top 500 list.
You know, on the breaking news front, I mean, that was definitely exciting. I will say one of the positive things, if there is a more, I almost use the word stagnant, I don't mean to use that word, a more static list, you know, it lets us focus in a little bit more on what some of the larger technology trends are. It gives us time to look into some of these systems in more depth versus focusing on just one, because I believe, you know, when the system came out in June, a lot of our coverage was focused on that. We talked to people who helped build it, people who were ostensibly programming for it. We can really spread our coverage out a little bit differently, and I think in a more balanced way, since we're not just focused on one key news item.
This, of course, will be part of all of the events on Monday before the show floor officially opens with the gala Monday night. Monday has really turned into a very busy day for the show and for us in particular. We have our own Intersect 360 research reception at the Yard House in the Sheraton from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. We're sponsors of the Bayo Bash at Wine Coop Brewing Company that night. Bayo Bash is always a lot of fun, the most democratic party on the supercomputing agenda, and at the pool hall is going to be a lot of fun. Michael, you're going to be speaking at a different event, which is another new system coming out for RSC.
Right, the RSC group in Russia, they are going to announce a new system on Monday. One of the few new systems being announced there. And yeah, I'll be speaking there, talking about some of the market trends driving some of the features of systems like this. This one happens to incorporate Xeon Phis in there, a very dense system, and they're going to talk about it in a lot more detail during their launch on Monday.
And there are going to be a lot of announcements starting to come out Monday, of course, not just around the top 500 list, but that's the official announced date for a lot of the new product technologies that come out. There's the supercomputing press conference, followed by the opening of the show, and at least one major storage vendor in HPC having kind of a booth event with a launch of a new technology that evening. So a lot to look forward to on Monday. And then, of course, on Tuesday, the proper show starts. It feels like by the time we get to Tuesday morning, we're already halfway done, and it's only just starting. But Tuesday morning, Genevieve Bell of Intel has the keynote, and this is back to the big data theme. The keynote is The Secret Life of Data, which, is maybe a fun title. I wasn't even aware my data was alive, let alone that it had a secret life.
I'll tell that to the NSA.
All of our data has a secret life.
Yes.
That's right. Tuesday we'll do another special podcast. We'll try to get podcasts in on Tuesday and Thursday live from the show, be able to wrap everything up. I guess the one thing you know in advance is that it's always a great year in great show, great week in supercomputing.
And I want to emphasize, too, for people who are at the show and don't have a lot of time to keep checking the news, we'll be sending out special edition mailers on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that give you a full update on what's happened each day at the show. We're bringing you a bunch of really great interviews, Q&As, guest contributions. It's going to be a good lineup in terms of material to read while you're resting after a long day.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, guys, safe travels over the weekend, and I will see you in Denver.
Excellent. See you there, Addison.
Bye.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Cray and Intel, the new Cray XC30 supercomputer, powered by Intel Xeon processors, delivers scalable performance for the most demanding computing challenges. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownxc30.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite. Got a question or comment? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.